Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Brothers and sisters, tonight we have God's servants here to be a blessing to us. With a heart of joy, I want you to welcome God's servant tonight. A friend of the house, somebody who loves us so much. Pastor Gideon Mba, can you celebrate now? Make it louder, make it louder. Celebrate God's servant, make it louder.
Okay, before I can write on the back of that anointing, your pastor was reading several books. I brought this. I've been coming here severally, but this year I came with a book. So we have just limited copies. As many of us can get tonight. If we run out of it, we'll bring some more tomorrow. But it's going to bless you. The title is You Are Sent. Look at someone and say, You are sent. No, you said it like you are not sent. Look at someone and say, You are sent. This church is designed to release an apostolic people. Did you hear what I said? You can't be part of this mission and not be going somewhere with your life. So in the spirit of reading, many people have read this book and it was like a tunnel that turned them into something. Nobody read this book and not find a sense of assignment. So alongside all of what your pastor is teaching and the books he's read, I wanted to lay hold of this. It will be made available somewhere in the course of this meeting. Are you glad to be here today? Wow. Wow. Zarabakata labashata hayakata. Zoveretere de barakata rabakata. Oveledeshetelehea. Zebebele bebebebezesetelehe. Zereketere brakata. Somebody praying in the spirit. Zegedegedege malatashai. Ovala dratara brakata rabra baba. Oze brakata rabra shokotolebra. Ibarabasha rabababa zakatala. Ukedele ketele baba baba. Oze brababa lejeshada. Ekebaya da la bratala. Olo bratala braso bretele brakatala. Brasala brashole brakata rabra. Indole bradara brasala brabra. Ele bradore brakata rabra. O baba 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 sata. Eshata rabra da la brabra. O rabba baba rata saka. Yea da la baba. Ezadara baba baba baba. Oshada la barakata rabasakata. Ovalada la balasakata. Oshada la baba baba sakata. Oza baba 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 baba. Oza baba 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 baba. Ikabaya da satala. Oshede de masaka. Eyakata la bahaya da la basaka. O vale da le brata. Hallelujah. This spiritual community is dangerous to the kingdom of darkness. You are part of something. You are part of a move of God that is going to change this nation and the nations of the earth. Did you hear what I just said? Pastor Mavis and his beautiful wife is raising an army, and I came to reiterate that you are part of that army. I carry an anointing of a marshal in God's army. A marshal is a person that calls for the battle, that calls the army to war. My name is Gideon. It's a spiritual mantle to call an army to war. It's a spiritual mantle to begin to stir God's people to God's agenda. When I stepped in here this evening, I sense strongly, Pastor Mavis, that what you're leading is not just a local church. You're leading a movement. This is a movement. And you would understand what I mean by the time we are done today and tomorrow. This is a movement. Look at someone and say, this is a movement. So I want you to take another 30 seconds to help me celebrate your man of God and his beautiful wife. Come on, guys. Is that the best you can do to celebrate God's servant? Thank you. Thank you. I've come here over and again, and every time I come, I feel an increase in the water level. I feel an increase in the oil upon this house. And I'm so, so proud of you and what God is doing with both of you. Please once more celebrate God's servant and his wife. Hey! Ezebube, see how far you brought. Ezebube, I'm so glad you found you were. Anyone like me? I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days I will sing your praise. Come on, guys, let's declare it. Ezebube. One more time. See how far you brought us. Thank you for this house, Lord. We are so glad you found us. I can see, I can tell, and I know it's your grace. All my days I will sing your praise. Well, go ahead. If you are grateful for what God has done in this house and what he's doing through this house, lift your voice and give a shout of praise to our God. I said lift your voice and give a shout of praise. Well, I believe out of your belly is flowing rivers of living water. I believe there's a generation that is rising out of this house that will change the nations of the earth. Glory to God. Lift your voice and give a shout again. And out of my belly, God, shall flow rivers of living water. Yes, out of my belly, I love my shall flow rivers of living water. This is the river of living water. Shakala. Yes, out of my belly, I love my belly, shall flow rivers. The Lord sent me here these 2 days to activate the supernatural in your life. I said, through you, many lives will be changed. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. You too will walk in the miraculous. Oh, did you hear what I just said? If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Stand with me for the reading of God's word, Mark's Gospel chapter 6. We'll begin reading from verse, from verse 35. If we can start there, that would be great. Shaka palaha. Let us stay with me. When the day was now far spent, his disciples, kapaladaha, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and already the hour is late." Go on. "Send them away." We know the story, how that Jesus was going to feed 5,000 people, that they may go to the surrounding place or country and villages and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat. Oh, the next, and he answered and said to them, "You give them something to eat." Let me backtrack a bit so you get the context of this scripture. Glofden telebraha. Mastoprata la papa potesta vembrogo. Page back to maybe verse 32. Kabbalah dasha. Boom bele telera. Ah, so kola. So they departed to a deserted place in the boat by themselves. Go on. But the multitude saw them departing, and many knew him and ran there on foot from all the cities. They arrived before them and came together to him. And Jesus, when he came out, he saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and already the hour is late. Send them away that they may go into the surrounding country and village and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." But Jesus knew, in some other rendition, he himself knew what to do. He wanted to feed that multitude. He was teaching them, he was ministering to them, but he wanted to perform a miracle that for me is one of the most powerful miracles of Jesus. And I'm going to stay with this scripture today and tomorrow to open you up to the fact that you have come into a season and you have come into an understanding and a place in your walk with God where you too will carry the power of God. You didn't hear what I said. You too will operate in the power of God. And then he said to them, and Jesus answered and said to them, when they came to Jesus, they said to Jesus, "Let's send this multitude away. Let them go." And Jesus said, "No, I want to teach you something. I want to bring you into an economy of the miraculous. I want to bring you into a dimension of the supernatural. I want you to participate with me so that we can see a supernatural outbreak of the power of God. I want to change Lagos. I want to change Nigeria. I want to change a generation. I want an outbreak of the supernatural in Lasu and all of this environment. I want to see a move of my spirit like the world has never seen before. I want the multitude to know that there is something you too carry. And he looked at them and he said, you give them something to eat. Kavalaka, you're not going to carry over this course. We are not going to send them away. You're going to participate in this miracle. You didn't hear what I said. Well, I came to 5 or 10 or 15 people who are ready to change their world, who are ready to give their world something, who are ready to walk with Jesus to see the transformation of the world, who are ready to walk in the supernatural. Well, I want you to go to at least 5 people, look them in the eyes and tell them, you give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. Help me preach to somebody and say, you give them something to eat. You give them something to eat. Help me. Makapalaha. Preach to somebody and say, give them something to eat. Masakataha. Yekakaha. Change your world. Transform your community. Change your campus for Jesus. Change that sector for Jesus. You give them something to eat. The miracle is not just for Pastor Mavis to perform. You too can perform miracles. The wonders is not just for Pastor Gideon and Apostle Selman and all the people you look up to. I came to announce to a generation, you also can give a generation something to eat. Get out of your seat. Go to 10 people and tell them, yes, you, yes, you, yes, you. You give them something. Give them something to eat. Give your generation something to eat. Give your world something to eat. Change your community. Take over that industry. You give them something to eat. Hey! 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 What is inside of you is a river. It can feed the nations. What is inside of you is a river. It can turn your world around. I said, what is inside of you is a river. There is a river whose streams makes glad the city of God. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. Do you believe it? Lift your voice and give a shout. We have come to that day where ordinary people will do extraordinary things. Where students will go on campus and do miracles. You didn't hear what I said. Well, you're not ordinary. You carry the power of God on the inside of you. And the last time I checked, this sign shall follow. This sign shall follow. This sign shall follow. Well, do I have any believer in the room? He didn't say this sign shall only follow pastors. He didn't say this sign shall only follow leaders in church. He didn't say this sign shall only follow those who have been ordained. He said this sign shall follow believers. Do I have any believer in here? Somebody shout, I'm a believer. You want to sit down? If you have a seat, sit for a minute. Kabaya dasta, stay with me, guys. Shapaka, thank you, thank you. Zubarakata, shekeriyahala, impalada, neskata. Signs and wonders must become commonplace for a generation that will see the greatest move of God just before Jesus returns. Did you hear what I said? Signs and wonders will become commonplace. The supernatural, the miraculous will become commonplace for this generation that will see the greatest move of God before Jesus returns. I'm talking about you. Power is moving from the pulpit to the pew. Every everyone is going to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost. You didn't hear what I said. A generation is going to rise where ushers will raise the dead, where protocol officers will heal the sick. You didn't hear what I said. Where church cleaners, Akata, will do great things. Where believers will go from the upper room to the boardrooms. And every other room, until this power is released from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and onto the uttermost parts of the earth. Am I speaking to that generation that will carry the power of God? If you are part of that generation, shout yes, sir. Your yes sir is paralyzed. Your yes sir is civilized. I want some militants who know that you are part of an army, that you are part of a generation, that you are part of a militia. Jesus found 12 young people. I hope you know just about Peter. It was only Peter that was above 20. Most of the people you saw that were the 12 disciples were teenagers. Look at someone and say, you don't old though. Ay, 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 ay. The people Jesus was talking to, that he walked with, his core 12, many of them were teenagers, under 20. Those were the people he was saying, you will go from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Well, I came to announce to a generation that is rising out of this nation, a generation of young people, a generation of young adults, a generation of young couples who God is anointing with a missionary anointing. We will take the gospel back to the ends of the earth. Who am I talking to in here? We will take this gospel of the kingdom of power. Miracles will not just happen on Sunday morning. You didn't hear what I said. Miracle will not just happen in the services. You will become a carrier. You didn't hear me. A distributor. You didn't hear me. Kata kata kaka. A giver of miracles. Because the Bible said, these signs shall follow. If these signs follow, it means you are moving. Signs are not ahead of you. Signs are be, you listen to what I'm saying. Which means when you go into a place, you have a protocol officer. You have protocol officers. One is called sign. The other is called wonders. Who is it I'm talking to right now? When you step out of this room, go back to your class, go back to your community, go back to your industry, go back to your family, and demonstrate the power of God. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. I came to announce to somebody who is saying enough is enough. I'm not going to live a powerless Christian life any longer. You shall receive power. Okay. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you've been feeding the Holy Ghost a couple of years, a couple of months. I need some power demonstrations. I release you into the power dimensions. You give them something to eat. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I said, you give them something to eat. Look at the neighbors around you. I said, Pastor is talking about me. Oh, yes, me. Oh, well, take a walk and tell them, check out the next miracle worker in town. That's not pride, that's not arrogance. That is the power that is made available to you. You have to sit. You need to sit. Jesus saw a multitude in the scripture we read. This generation that will walk in the supernatural, that will give the world something to eat, must understand that there is a multitude waiting for us. Oh, did you hear what I just said? I said there's a multitude waiting to hear this gospel. There's a multitude waiting to receive the impact that your life must give. Did you hear what I just said?
There's a multitude waiting, a multitude waiting. We as the church must see the multitude, the people, the cities, the sectors, the nations of the ends of the earth. God is calling you to see beyond just where you are. There are multitudes that are waiting to hear what you're hearing. There are multitudes that are waiting in the nations of the earth. Akada, multitudes. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted above every other mountain, and peoples, many will run to it. Well, get ready. Just before Jesus returns, we are going to see multitudes run to the cross. We are going to see multitudes saved. We are going to see them saved in this city of over 23 million people. We are going to see them saved in Nigeria. We are going to see them saved in the nations of the earth. Am I talking to any harvester in this place? Am I talking to any laborer in this place? My God, my God, my God. Your generation will see multitudes. So what I saw when I sat there was a movement. A movement. And I saw movement makers. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said I saw movement makers. I came here to prophesy to you that you carry inside of you thousands of people. You don't believe it. I said the destiny of many are connected to you. Maybe you need me to prophesy out of scripture. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 22. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Isaiah 60, 22. Makakataka. I'm talking about multitudes. May your eyes be opened. May your vision capture multitudes. You didn't hear what I said. May your business reach multitudes. May your gifts touch multitudes. May your idea change multitudes. Prophesy with me. A little one shall shall become what? If you think you are little, if you've looked at your life and you told yourself, me like this, if you told yourself, I don't carry any anointing, I'm little, the least you can do is 1,000. You didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said. I prophesy over you. 1,000 is coming out of you. 1,000 souls are coming out of you. 1,000 souls are coming out of you. Thousands upon thousands. Our resources are connected to you. In the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. That's what I see. 1,000. You are not permitted to die until at least 1,000. You didn't hear what I said. You don't have to be a pastor. You just have to be a little one. There's a becoming. You didn't hear me. That's what ministries like this are for. To cause the little one to become. Look at someone and say, I'm becoming. You don't believe it. You said it like you don't. Look at someone and say, I am becoming. Stop looking at me funny. I am becoming. You say I attend church too much. I am becoming. You say I pray too much. I am becoming. You say 20 days waiting. Tell them I'm becoming. We all beholding us in the glass, the glory of God, are being changed from one level of glory to another. Look at someone and say, I'm becoming. Well, say it in Nigerian language. Say, this is not my real face. This is not my real face. I'm changing. I'm being transformed. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Your life is bigger than you thought. Your life is stronger than you thought. Your life is more impactful than you thought. Your life is more consequential. Go back there. Go back there. Then he said, if you think you are small, he said, the small one shall become what? Not any kind of nations. Makupala dasikapaha. You know what that means? This your business now. This idea God is giving to you right now will become a multinational company. You didn't hear what I said. This thing that looks little right now, that looks small right now, will become an institution. Who is it I'm preaching to? Who is it I'm speaking to? I call out institutions out of you. I call out nations out of you. I call out Ekabaya Dasata, multinationals out of you. Kayala Basata, I prophesy, none of you is permitted to remain little. None of you is permitted to remain small. Come on, come on. Potter's house, are you receiving? I said none of you is permitted to remain little. The little becomes a thousand. The small one becomes a strong nation. Shout and let the devil know. In case you thought it would take your brain to make it happen. In case you thought you'd take your connections to make it happen. God said, I. I. So I see a movement, sir. I see a movement of church plants across the nation. I saw a movement of church plants across the cities. I just saw a movement of church plants across the continents of the world. Did you hear what I just said? You will not jackpa. You will be on assignment. You didn't hear me. You are not relocating. You are being repositioned. Ayayaya. You are not escaping. You are invading. Where is that generation I'm talking to? I see some of you in Russia. I see some of you in Indonesia. I see some of you in China. I see some of you in Uzbekistan. I see some of you are waiting for Canada and America. I'm not talking that one yet. Multitudes. Did you know 60% of the world population is in the east? It's from the west. It's from Africa to the east. The population of the west is decreasing. More people live in Africa and the east of the world. If this global harvest will happen, we must see the multitudes. We must see the multitudes. I release you to the nations. I release you to harvest that multitude. I release you to campuses. I release you to sectors and industries. I release you to the seven mountains. I said I release you. May your eyes see the multitude. I release you to teenagers. I release you to women. I release you to children. I release you. For the Spirit of the Lord God is upon you. He has anointed you to set the captives free. I release you to your place of assignment. If you believe it, shout, I receive it. Sit. There's a multitude to reach. There's a multitude to teach. There's a multitude to lead. There's a multitude to feed. And it is the church that has what it takes. Akapalakata. Humanity is hungry for what only Jesus can provide through his church. You didn't hear what I said. I said humanity is hungry for a food and refreshing that only Jesus can provide, and that by his church. Akabolo Sheke. Governments of the nations can't feed the world with this food. NGOs can't feed the world with this food. It has to be the church. That by the church, the manifold wisdom of God will be made known to principalities and powers. Look at someone and say, we'll feed the multitude. The church is a house of bread. The church is the place where there is spiritual food and the world is hungry for it. Jesus saw them and said they were like sheep without shepherd, which means the multitude I'm talking about of unsaved people, of unsaved nations are connected to you. And God is saying you got to understand that you have the bread. You didn't hear me. You have what it takes to feed the nations. I'm going into the miraculous in a bit, but you got to understand that we need to get you to know that what the world really needs is the bread. The miraculous will get it to them, but what they need is the bread of life. Oh, did you hear what I just said? What they need is the bread of life. The last time I checked, this bread is a person. His name is Jesus. Am I talking to somebody in here? We owe our world Jesus. Jesus is the answer for our world today. And I see a generation in this room who would rise up and will feed the nations with Jesus. They will feed mountains and they will feed the government spaces, the entertainment spaces, Akabaka, the economic spaces with Jesus. He is the bread of life. Ayakataha. He said, go teach the nations. Matthew 28:19 said, go make disciples of all nations. Go teach them. Jesus saw that multitude and he knew that they needed nourishment. He fed them with the bread of life, which was himself. But he needed to also activate the supernatural by feeding them physically. And then he and his disciples came and said, come on, Jesus, let's send them away. And Jesus said, no, when I come with life, that life can impact every aspect of humanity. He can feed the hungry. He can cause the miraculous to break out. I'm going to have to do something with this multitude and I'm going to need you to be part of this miracle because this is going to show this multitude who I really am, that I care for humanity, and through the miracles, I'm going to bring them in to understand the principles. That through the miracles, I'm going to attract more people in. Listen to me. We are not going to preach a gospel without the supernatural. If we are going to see this gospel spread before Jesus returns. Did you hear what I just said? Look at someone and say, you need to demonstrate some power. Ah, kada, kada. So Jesus looks at them when disciples said, come on, send these guys away. And he answered and said, you give them something. And they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread to give them something? But Jesus was going to activate something. For tonight, I'll just stay with that phrase. You give them something. Let me start with the word you. Look at your neighbor and say you. Kovala dastaka. Yes, God has chosen you and God has anointed you to be the one that he is going to use to change your world. Do you know who you really are? I'm talking about you. Jesus looks at his disciples and he begins to speak to their identity. He said, you. How many of us here have seen ourselves as not usable by God and have literally relegated ourselves to the back and told ourselves we can never be mightily used by God, that you can never walk in the miraculous? But help me look at your neighbor and say, you. Jesus looked at those disciples of his and said, listen, it's not going to be me this time around. It's going to be you. And I came to announce to somebody that you are chosen. I came to announce to you that you have been handpicked by God. I came to announce to you that there is something about you that we are all waiting for. I'm talking about you. Yes, you. I'm talking about you. Yes, you. I'm talking about the you that have been messed up. I'm talking about you that has a background that you look at sometimes and say, how can God ever use me? Yes, you. I'm talking about the you that is depressed right now and you don't know what to do because you have lost your sense of vision and direction. Yes, you. Every time I say yes you, I want to say yes me. Ayakataka. I'm talking about you that it looks like when you put together your family tree, there has never been anybody so mightily used by God. Yes you. I'm talking about you that is, you're trying to just believe God to come through school and you're just believing God that somehow finance will come together so that you are on the other side of your degree. Well, I came to announce to you, resources will flow through your life. The same you that is trusting God for finance to go through school, you will sponsor many to school. You didn't hear what I said. I'm saying you. I'm talking about you. I said I'm talking about you. Hey! Akabaka, the same you that doesn't look like God can do anything with your life. And people have said to you, why are you serving this God? Why are you going to church? Come and enjoy your life and do something else with your life. But you made up your mind and you've decided that you are a follower of Jesus. Well, I came to announce to you that the same you that they are talking about today, they are looking down on today. My God, the path of the just is as the shining light. It shines brighter unto the perfect day. I came to announce to you, yes, you, the same you is going to be so mightily used by God. Give me some 5 years. Give me some 10 years. Give me some 15 years. The same you, men will run back to you. Family members will run back to you. The guys you left in the club will run back to you. The girls you messed up with will run back to you. And they'll say, there's no other God than your God. I'm talking about you. Shout, yes me, my God, if not you, who, God wants to use you. He created you for a purpose. You are a unique expression of this God. There is no other you on earth like you. I'm talking about you. Hey, 8 billion people walking the earth right now. There's no one like you. You didn't hear what I said. My God, I don't know why you are just sitting there looking at me. I'm looking for somebody who knows that they are unique, that they are special, that they are chosen, that they are separate, that there's something about you that the world is waiting for. I'm talking about you. You are so special. No other person has your fingerprint. You are so special. Everything you've gone through is copyrighted, is made, is bespoke for where God is taking you to. Who is it I'm talking to? Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were conceived, I ordained you a prophet to the nations. I'm talking about you. My God, my God, my God. God knew your substance while you were still water in your mother's womb. And you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Look at someone and say, he's talking about me. My God, my God, my God. You're so special. When God was making you, he was not photocopying. You didn't hear what I said. No other person like you. Anybody taller than you is too tall. Anybody shorter than you is too short. Anybody fatter than you is too fat. Anybody lighter than you are. I've been on here. And you didn't hear what I said. You are special. God was so unique in making you that when he made you, there was no other person like you. So that's why you must never compare yourself with another. To compare yourself with another is to insult the creativity of God. You didn't hear what I said. When he looks in the earth, he's not looking for Pastor Mavis in you. He's looking for, you didn't hear what I said. He's looking for you. You didn't say yes, me. Pastor Mavis is meant to stir you up to discover the you. I know somebody else has sang, but when you sing, nobody sings like you. I know some people have gone into the medicine, but when you get into that word, nobody does it like you. I know some people have gone into fashion, but when you cut that style, nobody, you didn't hear what I said. You are unique. I'm talking about you. I decree and I declare, you will not lose your authenticity. You will not lose your uniqueness. You will not lose the call of God on your life. That which God has called you to do, you will fulfill it. Shout, yes, me. Isaiah heard the voice of the Lord. Who shall I send? And who will go for us? Well, I came to announce to you, heaven is shining on you, the floodlight of eternity. And I declare unto you, you will be mightily used by God. I'm talking about you. You will go to the nations. I'm talking about you. You will touch multitudes. I'm talking about you. You will change lives. I'm talking about you. You will handle moolah, money. I'm talking about you. Yes! You can't serve God like this and be like every other person. He has not asked you to seek him in vain. That devil is a liar. I know who I believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I've committed unto his hands. I decree and I declare, these are the days when God will raise up remnants, and he will showcase you as a living proof that serving him counts, that serving him is worth it. If you are the one I'm talking about, shout yes me. He looked in your family and he looked at who he will use, and he saw you. You didn't hear what I said. I said he saw you. He was looking for who would draw the line and break the course and break the cycle and break the patterns of darkness. He was looking for someone to tear down family altars. Somebody shout yes me. Leave this place knowing that you carry something. I say you walk in the miraculous. Put your hands in front of you. I say these hands will heal the sick. These hands will raise the dead. These hands will change lives. These hands will give to the purpose of God. Come on, prophesy over your own hands, sir. Not another, your own hands, sir. Bring some sick people. Bring some deaf people. Bring the blind. I lay my hands on the sick and they recover. I walk in the supernatural. This life that I have is the life of God in me. This life, keep praying, that I have is the life. Come on, let's sing. Zoe! Come sing with me. Zoe! 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 Sing this life, come on.
This life that I am
is the life.
Is the life of Christ in me.
This life.
This life
that I have.
That I am
is the life.
Is the life of Christ.
Zoe.
Zoe. Zoe.
Zoe.
Zoe. Zoe.
Hey.
Zoe. Zoe.
Zoe. Shout yes me.
Yes me.
Say I have the life of God. Yeah. Stop looking down on yourself. Stop thinking you are a nobody. You are useful in God's kingdom. You are consequential. God can give nations for you. I break every spirit of low self-esteem. I break every spirit of self-hate. I break every suicidal spirit. I decree and I declare, yes, you. You are just 21 and you want to kill yourself. When you still have another 51 years or 61 years, that devil is a liar. Say, I will live. I will not die. I'll fulfill the purpose of God. Someone shout yes me. Say I'm called by God. Say I'm chosen by God. Say I'm anointed by God. Say I've been separated unto God. Say yes me. Say I walk in the supernatural. Say I heal the sick. Say I do miracles. Say yes me. So before 20 days of glory is over, we want to have testimony of yes me. He said, Pastor Mavis, leave this one. This demon that came at 2:30 a.m. that Pastor Mavis is not around, I can handle it. Yes. Say yes, me.
Yes, me.
Some
people think this is pride. No, it's not pride. Christ in me, the hope of We are not talkative. Our talk is active. They say we are shouting too much. They don't understand. They drink blood. We drink blood. They eat flesh. We eat flesh. You didn't hear what I said. We are not babalawos, that low level. We are priests unto God. The next time you go back home, let the devil know that you've arrived. You didn't hear, you are the priest over that home. Your siblings are coming to Christ. Your parents are coming to Christ. The curse over your family is broken because you showed up. I'm talking about you. Attention off here. I'm talking about you. You carry the power of God. Why should a disease wait from Monday to Saturday to Sunday to be healed when you are passing by? Have you heard of your identity? Have you heard of your family tree? Somebody in your family tree, when he walked past the sick, his shadow was healing the sick. Your pastor is here to fan you to flame. He's here to stir your heart. You're supposed to be a walking wonder. Jesus chose teenagers. I say you're already old. If you have not recorded miracles and you've been in the faith for 3 years, Kiko Bakataka. Today you cross that line of powerless Christianity. He said you will lay your hands on the sick and they will recover. You didn't hear me. Your part is to lay hands. Recovery is not your part. You didn't hear me. Your part is to lay the hands. He said they will recover. You didn't hear what I said. Because you laid your hands in faith, you can trust God. You didn't hear me. That in the name of Jesus, silver and gold I do not have, but that which I have, I give to you. Lay your hands. If it happens, if it doesn't happen, but you have done what you are supposed to do. You've obeyed God. But the last time I checked, God is not a man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that should repent. He said, in my name you shall cast out devils. Look at someone say, cast out devils. Yeah! Tell somebody, I cast out devils. Look at us, any devil in the area, any devil in the area, any devil. Hey! Did you know in the protocol of the gift of the Holy Ghost, you are supposed to cast out devil even before speaking in other tongues? He said, in my name, they shall cast out devil, then they shall speak in. So if you've been speaking in tongues and you've never cast out the devil, we need to rearrange you. That's why I came today. I'm talking about you. You too can. Some sons of Sceva that did not know who they were, they wanted to do the same thing. And they said, Paul we know, Jesus we know, but who are you? Well, introduce yourself to the devil and say, I'm the son of the living God. Declare, I'm the son of the living God. Declare, Ayakatalaba, I'm the righteousness of God. Come on, declare who you are. Say, yes, me. Say, come in the name of the Lord. There are situations the Holy Ghost you have presently now can deal with without any external help.
There are some family issues, you like this, with 3 days of just zabaka, kikapa, umbria kata kata. Stop making up as a girl if you cannot make your family together. Oga, you have biceps, triceps, all the steps. Oga, you better intercept the devil. When you go back to that classroom, let them know somebody has stepped in. When you go back to that hall of residence, let them know somebody has stepped in. When you go back to work, let them know somebody has stepped in. When you go to that, are you listening what I'm saying? Somebody say, yes, me. You will need to put it up online and let the devil know it. Let your friends know it. You put yes me and they say, what did they do you? You say, you don't understand. I don't carry something. I've contacted something. You didn't hear me. Out of my belly flows rivers. The you is supposed to be my point one. Give is supposed to be my point two. Them is supposed to be my point three. Something is supposed to be my point four. What do we do now? My time is up. I only did one, which is you. What do we go do now? He said, you give. Put it up there. He said, you give. That's what I'm a giver. Look at someone say, I'm a giver. Look at someone and say, I'm a contributor. Say, when I enter a place, I bring value. Look at someone and say, I'm not a parasite. Say, I'm a provider. He looks at himself and says, you give. So God is going to raise millionaires out of this ministry. I said, you will give. You will give the kind of money, the kind of resource, the kind. You will die empty. Did you hear what I just said? Every gift, every ability, every talent, every idea, you will serve your generation. The Bible says, David, after he served his generation, he slept. Which means it's not, you're not permitted to sleep until you serve your generation. You're a giver. You're a giver of miracles. Well, say it after, say, I'm a giver of miracles. I bring miracles. I bring signs. I bring wonders. I bring the supernatural. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Which means to receive is blessed. But to give is a higher level. Some of you always say, Lord, send me my destiny helper. What about praying and say, I am a destiny helper? See, they're not praying it now. They're not. I said, declare I'm a destiny helper. Can you be in a church like this and you're not giving? You're not giving your time. You're just coming to receive. You're just coming to say amen. There's somebody that said in Jesus' name before you said amen. There's somebody that said you will be blessed before you said amen. You too should be a giver. When you are blessed here, you go be a blessing. What I have, I give you. Say in the name of Jesus. Every gift of God inside of me, every grace of God inside of me, I will give to my generation. Yes, you. So he said, you give them. Wait, wait, not even, no, wait first. them means there is a them connected to your destiny. You must not die without feeding them. You must not die without changing them. You must not die without meeting them. Am I talking to somebody in here? There are doors that you are the one who has the key to it. Am I talking to anybody in here? Unto us a child is born. You didn't get that. Every child is born for a set of us. When you were born, you were meant to change the life of a set of people. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You're a man of impact. So unto us a child is born. So a child can be born for a set of people. But he said, unto us a son is given. So it means children can be born, but it is sons that are given. It is when you come to your understanding that you're a son that you become a gift. Some people are born and they died being born. They never died given. They never became a gift. They showed up. But I decree and I declare, Makopala dastakataha, all the them that your life is connected to, I said, you give your family bread. You give your community bread. You give your campus bread. You give your community bread. I said, you give your nation bread. I'm talking about you. You may not be sent to the people I'm sent to, but there are people you are sent to. To every Moses, there is a 3 million Jewish people in bondage. To every Esther, there is a nation that must be defended in the palace. To every Joseph, there is a people that must be saved from economic hardship. Am I talking to somebody in here? For every Elijah, there are altars of Baal that must bow. For every John the Baptist, there's a Jesus you must introduce. You give. He didn't say give yourself. He didn't say, he said give them. You can determine how many the them will be. Some people, the them is, let me just feed my family, just feed my wife, go to a nice church, have a nice dog, die a nice death. That devil is a liar. When he said you shall become 1,000, can you give birth to 1,000 children? So what can that mean? Spiritual children, part of multiple impact, that your product, your life, your name, your ministry will touch thousands. Say, I call my them. Say, I call for my them. Say, I touch my them. There are people whose sicknesses will not be healed until you show up. Whose malady will not be changed until you show up. You are consequential. Hey! I say you are consequential. I'm talking about you. I'm almost there. So on the day of Pentecost, Ambrukete, Jesus Christ, he took 12 men. After 3.5 years, the day he was leaving, there were about 700, the Bible says, on that Mount of Olives. By the time he finished talking to them, between when he finished talking to them, 10 days process, they went back to the upper room. They had reduced to 120. There were still people who saw Jesus ascend to heaven. And Jesus said to them, go to a place and wait. And some of them did not go. You didn't hear what I said. And then on the day of Pentecost, 120 people. This is where I'm headed with this. By the time the Holy Ghost fell and Peter preached, 3,000 people were saved. What God was saying is 120 ratio 3,000. Everyone, 15. You didn't hear me. The capacity of that 120 people could handle 3,000 people. Did you hear what I just said? It was not just the apostles. It means that Jesus knew that when I pour my spirit upon them, each one of them will have the capacity to house 15 people. Each of them will, and tomorrow I'll talk about, each of them will have the capacity to reach 15. Disciple 15. Look at some as I have capacity to give. Said, you give them something. Say, I have something. No, you're not saying it like you believe. Say, I have something. Say, I have something to give. Come on, say, I have something to give.
I call forth your gifts. I call forth your abilities. I call forth the wisdom of God inside of you. I call forth graces inside of you. Lift your hands and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Shaka pala dasta kataha. Erabakata katas kataha. Erabababababasatalaha. Eriadarabasakatalabaha. Ialabasatala brakatalabaha. Shodole brakata. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. I've got something to give. Barakata labraka. Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? Is somebody praying? Shakapala dasta. Shakatala. You give them something. You give them something. There's something inside of you. The word of the Lord is inside of you. The Spirit of God is inside of you. The gifts of God is inside of you. You have the anointing. You have a solution for a generation. Come on, somebody pray. Come on, take it to another level. Shakatala baha. Irabala sakatala. Heyala baba. Out of my belly, shata. Shaflo, shata. Rivers. Rivers of living water. Come on, keep praying in the spirit. Sing, guys.
Out of my belly.
Shaflo.
Shaflo.
Rivers of living water. Kayakataka out of my belly.
Out of my belly.
Shall flow.
Shall flow. River.
You give them something.
River.
You give them something.
Water.
Yeah. The miracle. Yakaka power of God is flowing through your life.
Shall flow. River.
Rivers of living
rivers
water.
Of living water.
Yes, you. Yes, you. Yeah, out of your belly. It's flowing. It's flowing. Rivers of living
water.
Out of your belly.
Out of my belly.
Shall flow.
Rivers of living water.
I'm going to make a call for as many who say, Pastor Gideon, I've been under that hold of low self-esteem. I never saw myself as having the capacity to walk in power. I want to walk in power from today. I want to see myself the way God sees me. I want to participate with Jesus. I want to walk in the supernatural. I want my hands to carry the power of God. I want to walk with a new sense of identity. If you just want me to touch base with you, run to this altar as we declare out of my belly. Come. Shall flow. Just stand and lift your hands and receive. Come closer. Shout out. Lift your hands and receive. Yes, out of my belly.
Out of my belly.
Shall flow.
Shall flow.
Rivers of living water.
Rivers of living water.
Everybody. Are you hungry for power? Out of my belly.
Out of my belly.
Shall flow.
Shall flow.
Talking out of your belly, power, power flows out of your belly, power in Jesus' name. Listen, in the next 3 minutes, we are going to generate power. The greatest something you have to give is the power of the Holy Ghost. He said, you shall receive power. It is what you have received that you're going to give. You're going to give your world the power of God. You're going to demonstrate the power of God like never before. After this meeting, go and heal the sick. After this meeting, pray over your family. After this meeting, call your brothers and sisters and say, we are having a time of prayer and I am leading that prayer. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The power of God is going to flow here. If you're not feeding the Holy Ghost,
with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you're going to be filled. Those of you already filled, there's going to be an overflow. So at the count of three, lift your voice and shout, yes, Lord. And when you shout, yes, Lord, when you shout, yes, Lord, blast into tongues that will keep singing that song. The power of God is going to flow here. You are receiving power and you will give power. You will give of that power. And in the last day, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Lift your hands. Are you ready? At the count of three, shout, yes, Lord. Then you blast into tongues. 1, 2, 3. Shout, yes, Lord. Yeah. Out of my bed. Take it now. Take it now. Blast that out. Take it now. Back up. Fire. Rivers of living. Rivers of living. Rivers of living. Fire. Yeah, yeah. Fire, yeah, yeah. Fire, yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, fire, yeah, yeah, fire, yeah, yeah, fire, yeah, yeah, fire, oh yes, out of my belly, fire, fire, power, receive power, receive power, receive power, receive power, receive power, receive power, yes, daughter, fire. You give them something. 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 Fire, oh, give them something. 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 You. Yes, out of my belly. You just help them. Just help them. Shall flow. Just help her. Let her be on the floor. Keep her on the floor. Keep her on the floor. Yes, out of my belly.
Out of my belly.
Shall flow. Wherever you are, receive.
Rivers of living water.
Yes, out of my belly,
out of my belly,
shall flow
rivers, rivers of living water.
Lift your hands. The power of God is to just let her be on the floor. Don't bring her up. Just hold her on the floor. Peace. Just speak to her and say peace. Lift your hands, everybody. All around this room, in the overflow, wherever you are, the power of God is going to move like a wind. I don't need to touch you. Ushers, just help. If somebody is under the power around you, wherever, just help them. At the count of three, everybody's going to shout, yes, Lord. And what's going to happen? There's going to be an impartation of the power of God. The same power you go and demonstrate. The same power you go and manifest. Are you ready? Yeah, can you give them something? As you shout that, yes, Lord, you're saying, yes, Lord, I'll change my family. Yes, I'll change my campus. Yes, I'll give my community something. Yes, I'll give my generation what you've given to me. Are you ready? Lift your hands. At the count of three, shout, yes, Lord. And let's leave that sound. Are you ready? The power of God will move like a wind. Just help people. Are you ready? Can shout, yes, Lord, at the count of three. Come on. 1, 2, 3. Shout, yes, Lord. Take it now. 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 All around this building. Take it now. Take it now. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah. Fire. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah.
Receive. Yeah, yeah.
That's it. All these hands, stretch those hands. From today, these hands become the hands of God. As the Father has sent me, Jesus said, so send I you. As you step out of this place, there is an unction that is coming upon you. The things that you could not do before, the realities that you could not create before, I declare you are creating them in the name of Jesus. As these hands are raised for the last time, you will shout. Every time you shout, yes, Lord, you are saying, God, here I am. Pour your fire on me. Pour your fire. Are you ready for this last one? You are going to shout that, yes, Lord. And when you shout it with an understanding that I am saying, God, let the fresh fire. I am responding to the call. I am responding to the anointing. I am responding to change my community. I am responding to change my family. I am the beginning of a new order. Are they here? The beginning of a new order. Are you here? Somebody scream, yes, Lord. Yes, that's a fire. 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 Shaya, somebody's drunk. Yes, that's it. 1, 2, 3. Yes, the power of God is hitting you. That's it. Yes, that's it. Help her. Give them something. Such as I have. Give up. Such as I have. Give on. Hey. It's coming upon you. It's coming upon you. Shaba ya 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 ya. Hey ya. Hey ya. Hey ya. Hey ya. Help her. Shaba da 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 da. Hey ya. Lift up your hands. Somebody shout, I carry fire.
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 I carry fire. Listen, give them something. Are you ready to give them something? They are taking it, but you are giving them fire. They are taking alcohol. You are giving them Holy Ghost. Are you ready tonight? Is somebody ready tonight? Tell your neighbor, tap them, say, give them something. Give them something. Everything that they have been taking is something that they need. They need a superior grace. They take in marijuana because there is something they need to be high. It takes the Holy Ghost to be high. They take alcohol because they want to be intoxicated. He said, but be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout, I'm giving them something. I can hear you. I'm giving them something. I'm giving them fire. I'm giving them power. I'm giving them wisdom. I'm giving them creativity. Lift up your hands. As your hands are lifted, what you will give, he's about to give it to you. What you are about to give them, he's about to pour it inside of you. As you shout this, yes, Lord, something that you will give will come upon you. Close your eyes wherever you are focused right now. As you shout this, yes, Lord, what you are about to give will come upon you. And what you receive is what you can give. Are you ready tonight? fire, power, wisdom, creativity, new designs, new concepts, new content on social media. Somebody's about to give them something. You're about to give them something. It's hitting a million. It's hitting a thousand. It's hitting many more. Give them wisdom for family building. Yeah! Somebody's giving them power. Can you put your hand on your chest? Say, I'm a giver.
I'm a giver.
Can you say, I'm a giver?
I'm a giver.
Are you ready to give them something? We're going to tell them the kind of clothes to wear. We'll give them new designs. We're going to tell them the kind of music to listen to. We'll give them sounds from the Spirit. Somebody say, I'm giving them something. I'm giving them something.
I'm giving them something.
Ah! I'm going to give them the Holy Ghost. They've been taking spirit. I'm going to give them the Holy Spirit. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. They've been taking any house song. I'm going to give them the song of Zion. I'm going to give them the wisdom of Zion. I'm going to give them the power of Zion. Somebody say, I'm giving them something. Lift up your hands. This yes, Lord, is depositing, is staring in you what you are about to give. As you shout it, there'll be an eruption inside of you. Somebody shout, yes, Lord.
Yes,
that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. That's it, that's it, that's it. Power, power, power. Inside, outside, online, everywhere. It's walking in your belly. It's burning in your belly. It's burning in your belly. Help them. It's burning in your belly. It's burning in your belly. Shabayagagagagagaga. Ragagagagagaga. You will sleep tonight. You will have ideas, new songs, new concepts.
Listen to me. There are entertainers in this place. Holy Ghost filled entertainers. They've given us BBN, but we are going to give them something more. You didn't hear what I said. They've given us all of those nonsense in media. We are going to give them the bread of heaven. We're going to give them dance from heaven. We're going to give them movies from heaven. We're going to give them songs from heaven. All of you in the entertainment space, lift your hands. At the count of three, receive fire. Shout yes, Lord. One, two, three. Shout yes, Lord. Receive it now. Yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, oh. Take it now. Ideas, songs, poetry, dance, creativity. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those of you watching online, wherever you are, Lekapala Dasata, we bring the bread of heaven. We give to a generation the bread of heaven. We give to a generation the bread of heaven. We give to a generation the bread of heaven. There's raw power in this place, oh. There's raw power in this place, sir. They've given us corrupt governments. They've given our nation corrupt governments. But I declare Daniels, Esthers, arising, who will go into government. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Where are my Daniels? Where are my Esthers? Where are my Deborahs? You will give them good government, good governance. You give them justice and righteousness. They've given us corrupt ways of doing business. But where are my anointed Josephs who receive wisdom from heaven? Economic ideas without bribery and corruption. Downloads from heaven. Innovation. Receive now. Everyone called into the business space, lift your hands. I release you into creativity. I release you. You give them something. You give them something. I release teenage ministries, men and women who are going to disciple teenagers in this room right now. Yet our teenagers are being fed with junk. They are being fed with immorality and occultism. But where are those people who will begin to get online, who will begin to disciple young people around you? You will not wait until later. You will start now. Lift your hands. Father, I release disciples of teenagers, even those watching online, disciples of children. May they rise up. You give them something to eat at the count of three. Shout yes, Lord. One, two, three. Shout yes, Lord. Finally, there are some of you here called into the fivefold ministry. We've seen churches, but we're going to see movements begin. We're going to see kingdom expressions of church planters rising from amongst young people, rising from this generation. I release pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, and apostles. I release you to the call of God upon your life. You will model after the pattern of Christ. You will model after the pattern of the kingdom. You will not build church on gimmicks. You will not build church on deception. You will not build church on greed. You will be a new breed without greed. I call you into your ministry, your fivefold calling. You give them something. You give them something. Yes, you. Say yes, you. Say yes, me. Say yes, me. Say yes, me. Lakata, say yes, me. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Please don't miss tomorrow night. I want everyone here to reach out to at least five people. You give them something. Pull them in here tomorrow. If you have people on the streets tomorrow, that's okay. Are you listening to what I'm saying? You give them something. Nobody's permitted to come alone tomorrow. Bring them. Family members, parents, colleagues, housemates. Bring them. We'll see people saved here tomorrow. I will see more miracles happen. But between now and tomorrow, some of you will lay hands on the sick. Between now and tomorrow, tomorrow evening, you will, your hands will give the world something that demonstrate the power of God.
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of this life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center. And visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.